Good, how are you? It's going to slide now. I'll say my athleticism. I got strength and power, so I feel like those two combined with the size I have is really great, and I think that sets me apart from everybody else.
Are there any things that you'd like to get better at? Do you see any areas for improvement?
Everything. I feel like I can improve on everything, no matter what's good and what's bad. I feel like I can just improve, but I mostly want to improve on my pass rush and become a better rusher. Well, Alabama, we play 4-3, 3-4, so we do a little bit of both, but we just don't shoot upfield, so most of the time we're just gapping and just pushing the pocket. But I feel like going to a team, I have the ability to actually penetrate the gap. I feel like showing my athleticism and how I can get to the quarterback much efficiently than I did at Alabama. So I feel that it's that I really can show that off when a team picks me up. Just getting out the blocks faster. Stop patty caking with the offensive line and just get off the block and go make the play.
You guys, you know, the national championship you won against Clemson. They obviously have a quarterback that's very good at, you know, finding rushing lanes and taking off. Can you just talk to the discipline that you have to have as far as not allowing those passes?
Really, you just got to close them, put them in a vice, put them in a trap. Make sure you don't open up those pass lanes. Sometimes they open up. Some quarterbacks are good enough to find those no matter what. But even if you try to make advice, but honestly, you just got to try to close everything off all the way around.
Marcel Dorn is a guy that comes around or that keeps in touch with some of the guys in school and in conversation.
Yeah, Marcel comes back and talks to us, you know, tells us that we just need to keep chugging along, keep working on things that we're not great at, aren't one of our great attributes that we need to work on. Tells us we need to work on everything. You know, Josh Chapman comes, Ed Stinson comes, they all come back and tell us that we just need to work on all our game, all our craft, don't ever get rusty at anything, just keep working. Yes, ma'am. I grew up watching a lot of football ever since I was little. My uncle got me into it. When I was very young, when I was 5 years old, I was playing with the 8 or 9 year olds. And so playing with those guys, playing up and stuff, made me a better player. It made me a lot tougher than what I was as a little kid. No, it's not. It's not true. You get to know it every once in a while, the media, just asking you those questions, but no. No, I was just ready to play. You know, everyone there kept talking trash. I was just ready to play. I was tired of talking to media. I was ready to play. Yeah, yeah, good people. Yeah.
What kind of edge do you think the guys that come through Alabama system that are playing coaching the defense do you have at this stage?
You develop discipline. You know, like you know exactly what you have to do. You know. Playing for Nick, Coach Saban, and really helped us, you know, be more disciplined to play our best ability, to be the best we can, to go out there every day and give it 100%, no matter what it is, what we're doing, and just on and off the field, just being a better man. So it really helped us playing for the University of Alabama.
Does he sell you at all on what his system can do for you at this level, or is it all just what you doing his system does for Alabama?
What it does for in life. Just in general, for the NFL, for if you don't go to the NFL, just everything. It prepares you for just being a competitor because everything you do in life, getting a job is a competition. You know, you're trying to get a job over someone. You're trying to get hired and stuff. So pretty much everything you do for his system works on everything.
You're coming out in one of the better interior D-line classes in years. What's going to separate you from some of the guys trying to get the same job?
You know, I feel like teams want to see me move. So my job is to go out there at the combine. I'm here to show them that I can move as well as I can. So it's to really show my athleticism off and show what I can do out there.
Oklahoma defensive end Charles Tapper, table two. Oklahoma defensive end Charles Tapper, table two.
When I was growing up, I like Sapp. I like Haysworth. I like, let's see. That's pretty much it. I like Javon Kirst. I like Julius Peppers. I like Dwight Freeney. I mean, I like a bunch of guys coming off the edge, so. Our coach Bo, he tells us like he's trying to choke someone. So think about anybody that ever just made you mad, just try to choke them to death. So once you start squeezing, grabbing pads inside, and start just squeezing, shaking the feelings out of them. So that's what we try to do every time we get our hands inside and grab them. It's great, you know, to be from there and to represent those guys. Honestly, it's a blessing to be here and to be able to go to the next level. Some people don't have that ability, so it's just great being from where I'm from and just trying to represent for those guys.
Have you met with the Alliance?
Yeah, I met with them yesterday.
Who'd you meet with?
Like you're saying, coaches? Are you saying the coaches?
Yeah.
I met the D-line coach, the head coach.
Yes, sir.
Are you asking me to give you the names? Or are you saying just who I met with? I don't remember right off the top of my head. I'm a lot to you about that. I don't remember right off the top of my head. I met with him yesterday. Yes, ma'am. Met him. One of my second or third meetings yesterday. My freshman year when I got there, you know, I wasn't used to not hitting the quarterback. And so in practice, I used to hit AJ all the time, and he'll get mad, stay off the quarterback. But, I mean, got to hit the quarterback. If I don't hit the quarterback in practice, I'm not going to hit him in the game. So, got to get those reps. But I know you're not supposed to do that, but it's just force of habit. And I stopped doing it after my freshman year, but it just happened.
People say sometimes Coach Saban's a lot different, like, around his family, around the players, and stuff like that, and
No, I don't think that's true. Coach Saban's a great man to his family, everyone, to us. What you see, Coach Saban is what you get. So that's who he is. He's a nice guy. I mean, some people might not think he's a nice guy, but I think he's a really nice guy. He's a great coach, and he's a great person to talk to if you need advice.
So did you have extra running or some sort of when you're hitting AJ?
That was a quarterback we had, so I couldn't hit the quarterback. Starting quarterback and put him out for the season. So I can't think it happened a couple of times and I was just like, oh yeah, I can't hit him if he gets hurt because we won't have a quarterback. So I just, instead of myself, I can't do that.
This is supposed to be a really good defensive line class. What separates you from some of the other defensive
lines? My strength, my power, I feel the way I use my hands, my athleticism. So I'm just trying to show all these things off here, my athleticism here, and hopefully they all like my film of me getting off blocks, using my hands, running to the ball and stuff. So.
What do you think this defensive line class will go down in 5 years from the receiver class a couple of years ago?
The best, I'll say, in 5 years from now, I say it beats the J.J. Watts, Marcel's class, so. That's what I would say. I mean, yeah, but I think it is. I mean,
a couple
We had each other's back no matter what. Like, if I was getting double teamed, I knew he was going to make that play. If he was getting double teamed, he knew I was going to make that play. So it was really just trusting each other, having that good brotherhood, knowing that we got each other's back. We're going to go out there and play for each other and play for the team. So anytime it was, we put everything on us to make sure that we did everything we were supposed to for the team. So no matter if it was disciplined people or just doing everything you're supposed to off the field. I do see myself as a 3-4 end. I feel like that's something I've been working down in Baton Rouge with Coach Pete Jenkins has really helped me to be a better rusher and to use my hands out there if I was out there on their edge. A great player, a high motor player. Player gives great effort, plays to the best of his ability every single play. So I'm going to get all of that. I'm not giving nothing less than that.
Just to be clear, following what he asked about there, 3-4 defense man, do you think that's your ideal position or 3-tech?
3-tech? If I'm in a 3-4 defense or just a 4-3? In general, probably a 3-tech guy if they put me in, if I'm in a 4-3, and if a 3-4 outside guy. But, I mean, I played it all at Alabama. I was able to move up and down the line as much as we did. It really helped me and give teams good insight what I can do.
Okay, thank you.
It wasn't really an intimidation thing. I was gotten to college and I was going bald, so I was like, it's time to shave. And growing my beard, people was I don't know. I don't really smile too often. So people was like, that dude's look old. He's as big as he is. He's about 40 years old. So I was just, okay. I like it. You know, it builds me up. So it's cool looking that old.